Session, I'd like to use this topic, Living Word of Life Session 2. Worship the Lord for mutual encouragement. Folks, last night we studied the first commandment. We learned that whenever we read the law concerning God, we need to put the spirit, loving God with our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength.
我们学习到，当我们读神的律法、神的道的时候，我们要用我们尽心、尽意、尽性、尽力来爱神。
So let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
请翻开出埃及记20章。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 4.
出埃及记20章第4节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 4.
出埃及记20章第4节。
You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Verse 5.
第5节.
You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me. Verse 6.
第6节.
By showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. This is the second commandment. Usually, we just interpret literally. After we believe, we said, well, I get rid of my idols before I baptize.
通常我们都照自己的解释, 当我们信主的时候,
and we do not worship idols or serve idols.
我们也不 服侍偶像,
and so from the baptism until now, we may always think that we are a very good Christian.
所以从受洗到现在, because we
never violated the second commandment.
But
from what we studied yesterday, Jesus said all the law is built upon two principles. The first principle is loving God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
但是我们昨天晚上查考的所有的律法都建在两个原则上面。第一个原则就是我们要爱主你的神，要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The second is love your neighbor as yourself.
第二个叫爱邻舍如同你自己。
So have we asked ourselves, after I baptize, is there anything more I can do besides just do not worship idols?
所以如果我们问我们自己，当我们受洗以后， 是否有什么我们可以做的更多, 除了说不要拜偶像以外。
Do not worship idols is very passive. Don't do this.
不拜偶像是一件很被动的, 就是不要做这个。
But what are we supposed to do?
那我们应该做什么呢?
And today, if we just understand this second command literally, we're going to run into a trouble.
但是今天如果我们只是照自己来解释这个第二阶的话, 那我们就不能很彻底的执行。
Yes. Right now, there's a lot of a problem that happened in a lot of believers. The problem is, I do not worship idols, but nor I really worship God.
问题说现在很多基督徒，他们都对这个第二诫有一些问题，就是说他们不虽然不拜偶像，但是他也没有彻底的敬拜神。I
do not really completely serve God.
他们没有真正的来服侍神。
Yeah. So, in this verse 4 to verse 6, there are at least three do not do this.
所以从第四节到第六节，这里有说不要做这些，不要做那些。
At least three.
至少有三点。
First is that it says shall not make for yourself a carved image.
第一点说不可为自己雕刻偶像。
But then in New Testament it tells us what we need to do.
但是在新约里面，他解释说我们需要做什么。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3 verse 10.
请翻开哥罗西书第3章第10节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 10.
哥罗西书第3章第10节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 10.
哥罗西书第3章第10节.
Here Paul encouraged and told the believer that after we believe, we need to put away evils.
在这里保罗勉励他信徒说，当他们信主的时候，他们就要脱去旧人的行为。
But that's not good enough. But we need to what? Have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
但是这还是不够的，保罗在这里勉励说，不止这样，还要穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
So we have to put on this new man, and this new man is based upon the image of Christ.
所以我们要穿上这个新人，那这个新人的形象是如同照他的主的形象一样。
So let us not be content that I don't worship idol, but what's more important is we need to put on this image of Christ in us.
但是我们不要就以为说今天我们不拜偶像就满足，我们要以说如何呢穿上戴上新人像我们主一样。
So if we do not put on the image of Christ, we are not really fulfilling the second commandment. We're not really love God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
所以如果我们今天没有穿戴主的形象的话，那我们就没有真正的守这个第二诫，我们没有真正的来尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主的神。
And what is the image of Christ?
那基督的形象是什么呢？
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
请翻开以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 23 and 24.
以弗所书第四章。23节, 24节,
I hear mention more detail what is the image of Christ.
这里有仔细讲说主耶稣的形象是什么。
Verse 23.
23节,
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24.
24节,
And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
23节, 又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So this image of Christ, this image of God, is what in righteousness and holiness.
所以这里讲说神的形象就是有真理的仁义和圣洁。
In Chinese, it also has this meaning of mercy or kindness or love, 仁义仁。
哦，所以在这个中文的解释翻译过来，它有这个仁跟义，就是表示有怜悯、有爱的意思。
So this is.What we need to pursue is really to be a righteous, an upright person, but with love.
所以这是我们所要追求的，不只要有公正，也要有爱的。
So, is that kind of? Do we have that kind of desire?
我们是否有这样的追求的心呢？
Do we kind of always remind ourselves? Yes, I want to be like Christ.
我们是否常常提醒自己说，我们要像主耶稣基督一样呢？
If not, then we're not really fulfilling the second commandment.
如果没有这样的话，那我们就不是真的来守第二戒了。
Let's go on to turn back to Exodus chapter 20.
请再翻回出埃及记第二十章。
The next verb, is that we shall not worship idols. Verse 5, shall not bow down to idols.
第二个动作，第二个动词，就是我们不可跪拜那些偶像。
But if we interpret actively, we need to what? Worship the Lord.
那如果我们在主动的要解释它的话，就表示说我们要来敬拜神。
The worship, is also can be translated as adore.
这个敬拜也可以
崇拜，
崇拜也可以当作是敬拜的一种，解释成敬拜。
Adore is like.Wow, I really like that. I really want, it's like something that you look up to. You consider that's the best.
敬拜就可以解释说你真一个是你非常崇爱非常喜欢的，你真的很喜
欢的。Just like, you know, some teenagers, right? As they're growing up, you know, sometimes they saw certain movie stars. Wow, so handsome, so beautiful, so talented. Wow. And then, you know, all youth, right? Some youth would just want to be like them.
就像今天现在的青少年，有时候对这个偶像，他们喜欢的偶像非常好看，也非常有才干一样。
Those movie stars.
哦，就像这个电影的偶像，或是唱歌的偶像。
So, you see, when we worship or we adore a person, adore anything, very naturally we want to be like that person.
当我们真的一个敬拜一个人，或是很爱慕一个人的话，我们就很希望说跟他们一样。
So, why is it that we don't want to be like Christ so much in our prayer?
那为什么在我们祷告里面，为什么我们不想像主耶稣基督一样呢？
It's very likely that we do not know or we do not really know Christ.
也许我们真的并不。这么认识主耶稣基督。
If we had known what is Christ really, we would say Jesus is so beautiful.
如果我们真的认识主耶稣，我们会说主啊，你这么的美。
I want to be like you.
我想要跟你一样。
It's very natural response.
这是很自然的一个现象。
And so We don't want to be like Lord Jesus Christ because we don't know him.
我们不想像主耶稣一样，因为我们并不是真的认识主。
Or we haven't really experienced him.
或是我们真的没有体验到神。
So why is it that when we worship God, how come we don't know him so we can be like him?
所以当我们敬拜神的时候，我们怎么会不认识他，不来爱慕他呢？
There's something wrong with our worship.
所以这表示说我们这个今天这个敬拜 有问题。
Okay, and let's look at what Jesus said about worship.
我们看主耶稣谈到敬拜是怎么说的。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
请翻开约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
John chapter 4, verse 23.
约翰福音第四章二十三节。
John chapter 4, verse 23.
约翰福音第四章二十三节。
But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Jesus taught us that we need to worship God in spirit and in truth.
所以这里主耶稣教导我们，我们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
In English, the spirit means Holy Spirit, so we.Pray in tongue.
所以在英文的这个灵就表示是圣灵，所以当我们敬拜他是用圣灵来祷告敬拜他。
And the truth, we always think about Bible. We use in God's way, to worship God.
那这个诚实在英文解释就是一个真道，所以我们用真理的道理来敬拜他。
But then in Chinese, it's also good too. It says the spirit is people worship God from their own spirit.
但是我们看中文的解释翻译是用心灵，就是从心里面 来的。
From the bottom of their heart.
真正的从心里面来。
Not outwardly.
不是 外表的。
And also, the Chinese, is next one is sincerity. Instead of truth, is sincerity.
那第二，这个中文的解释第二点是解释成诚实。
It means that it's no hypocrisy, no self-ambition.
这也讲说没有虚假，没有自义的心，
自己野心的。
没有自己的野心。
So we need to examine ourselves if we worship God really in with our heart and also with sincerity.
所以我们真的需要查验自己是否我们真的敬拜神是用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Sometimes we really don't worship God in spirit and in truth or in sincerity.
有时候我们真的是没有用心灵或是诚实来敬拜神。
I'd like to give you an illustration.
我想举一个例子来给你们听。
In New York, one time I was driving.
有一次我在纽约在开车的时候。
I saw a billboard.
我看到一个广告牌。
It was a gym advertisement.
是一个健身房的广告。
It says, to exercise is the way of life.
运动就是生活的一部分。
运动是生活的方式。
运动是生活的方式。
And when I look at it, I laugh.
我看了就笑了。
Because I understood what it was saying.
因为我知道他的意思是什么。
We know that in America, there are many people can eat very well. Eat very well.
在美国我们大家都吃得很好。
And so, some people are very obese.
所以有的人就比较过发重。
So you know, obese doesn't look too good, right? So they have low self-esteem.
所以过胖的人就看起来不是很好，所以他们就比较有自卑感。
So they went to gym, pay the money, and exercise.
所以他们就去健身房付了会员费，然后在上面健身。
And so when they become lean and looking nice, they quit, right? And they go back to their old life, start eating and not exercising.
所以他们就变得比较瘦比较苗条，所以他们觉得比较好，对自己觉得满意了，所以就停止这个复会，就回去他们旧的生活方式。
So this gym, right? This exercise room, right? Telling people, no, exercise is not to help to be skinny, but it's the way of life.
所以这个健身房跟他们讲的讯息是说，这不是只是让你比较身体比较健康、比较瘦，而是让你一种生活的方式。
And today.Many people worship God in the very bottom of their heart. It's like using God to benefit themselves.
所以今天很多人敬拜神是用 敬拜来达到他们自己的一个目的。
For example, I'm in trouble.
举例来说，我今天有困难。
I go to God. God, please help me.
我到神面前说，神啊，请你帮助我。
My problem resolved.
那我问题解决了。
So we go back to our own way of life, live the way we want, and we ask God, keep out of my life. Don't tell me what I need to do.
那我们就回去我们旧人的生活方式，我们把神一脚踢开，不要再管我怎么做了。
But when we're in trouble again, we come back to God and say, God, please help me. I repent.
但是一旦我们遇到问题，我们回到主面前说，主啊，求你救我，我悔改了。
So the relationship that we build with God is basically in the very bottom of our heart, meaning in some people's heart. It's like, I just want to use God, okay? I really don't want to trust him. I don't, you know, but if I need him, I use him, but when I don't need him, put him away.
所以我们今天跟神建立的关系，我们很多人的关系是一种利用神的关系。当我们需要的时候，就来到神面前；当我们不需要的时候，就把它放在一边。
And sometimes in our life, we meet such people.
在今天在我们生活上也遇到这些人。
When they're in trouble, they come to us. But when they're not in trouble, they just leave us.
他们有问题的时候，他们来找我们；他们没有问题的时候，他们就离开我们。
Can we have such a good relationship with them?
那你想我们跟他们有可以有好的关系吗？
Sometimes we need help, they are nowhere to be found.
有时候我们自己需要他们帮忙，可是他们我们找不到他们。
Or when we need help, they always have excuses not to do anything.
或者是当我们有需要帮忙，他们总是有一些借口不来帮我们。
So that kind of friend is just very superficial.
所以这种朋友是很虚假的朋友。
So that's why we really, in our worship God, we cannot really experience God.
所以在我们的敬拜里面，我们真的没有办法 来体验神。
Another thing I observe is that when we worship God, sometimes we are just like doing a business transaction.
另外一个现象我所察觉说，我们这个敬拜神好像是在做一个生意上的交易。
I sense that in people's heart, we have different degree of selfishness.
我可以感觉到说，我们每个人里面有不一样程度的自私。
I think it's because everything that we do in this world had to do with business transaction.
因为我们在这个世界上所做的每一件事情都跟这个交易有关系。
For example, when we buy something.
举例来说，当我们买东西。
Every day we always need to buy something, right? Gasoline, food, clothing, toys, entertainments.
我们总是需要买东西，不管是食物，不管是油，不管是生活上所需要的东西。
And we always have this mentality. I like to use the least amount of money to get the maximum amount of value.
所以我们总是有这种态度，是用最少的钱来买到最多的价最多最有价值的东西。
And same thing, if we are the owner, a seller.
今天如果我们是卖主的话
，we would like to lower our costs, right?And then maximize, raise our price as high as possible to maximize our profit.
如果我们是卖主的话，我们就会想尽我们的能力来降低我们的成本，然后把这个价钱卖得更高，来让我们的这个利润盈余来更多一点。
Do we worship God in such a way?
我们这是否用这样的态度来敬拜神呢
？I want to go to heaven.
我想要到天国去。
But I want to do as few as possible. As long as I make it to heaven, I'll be happy.
但是我要用越少的力量、越少的能力来做这达到这个目标。
Because a lot of people think, you know, a lot of people, some people sacrifice everything, they go to heaven, and some people sacrifice a little bit and they go to heaven. So what do I want? Of course, I want to sacrifice the least, right? And go to get to heaven, and that's a bargain.
有些人是受了很多的苦才能进天国，有些人是受了非常少的苦才能进天国。那你想你要选择呢？当然很多人都会想说，我当然要受更少的苦啊，这样就是一个很好的交易。
So sometimes in the church, I don't want to do this, I want to do that, because that's not necessary. As long as I can make it to heaven, that's fine.
所以在教会我们有时候选择说，不想做那个，我不想做那个，因为对我们来说这个不是需要的，只要我们能到天国就好。
Come to church, once a week is good enough.
那来到教会，我们觉得说，一次一个礼拜来一次就够了。
I keep God's commandment, I can make it to heaven. That's good.
只要我守神的诫命，我能到天国，这样就好了。
Some people thinking, why pray so much? I pray once a week. As long as I can make it to heaven, God is my heart. You know, I believe in God. I can be in heaven. That's fine.
有些人就说，为什么要这么常常祷告呢？我一个礼拜祷告一次就好了。只要我能到天国，神在我的心里面，这样就够了。
So.You know, we have that mentality. We want to get a bargain. We don't want to pay too much.
所以我们常常有这种心态，就是想要拿最好的交易，要占便宜。
And that's why also we don't experience God. Really, we do not really know God.
也是因为这样，我们才没有办法真正的体验神，也没有真正的认识神。
Just take Paul as an example.
举例来说。
Take Paul in the Bible.
我们举这个看这个保罗。
Did he like behave like most of us? I want to do as few as possible.
你想保罗是那种是做越少越好的人吗
？No, he said Jesus Christ died for him.
他说主耶稣为他死。
So therefore, he should not live for himself.
所以他因为这样子，他不是为自己活。
He should live for the one who died for him.
他为那为他死的人活。
So he offered everything.
所以他把全部献上。
Because Jesus Christ gave him everything. To save him, and he's willing to pay back everything.
因为主耶稣献上自己来拯救他，所以献上他自己来服侍神。
And so as a result, we can see that Paul had received many many revelation from God.
也因为这样子，我们看到保罗从神那里，从主耶稣那里得到很多的启示。
So he really knew God.
所以他真的认识神。
And also, he experienced the third heaven.
所以他也到了三层天。
So if we want to be like Paul, get to know God, know how great and how wonderful God is, we need to put away, try to get a bargain, but really love God with everything we have.
所以如果我们今天要像保罗一样，要更对神有更深的认识，到第三层天，那我们就要这个真正敬拜神的态度，而不是想要达成一个好的交易。
Third things, how come sometimes we worship God, we do not really know God or experience God?
第三点。当我们敬拜的时候，为什么我们有时候不是真的认识神呢？
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
请翻开以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 3 to 9.
以赛亚书五十八章第三节到第九节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 3 to 9.
以赛亚书五十八章第三节到第九节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 3 to 9.
以赛亚书五十八章三节到九节。
Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure, and exploit all your labors. Verse 4.
第四节。
Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and to strike with a fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high. Verse 5.
第五节
Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bow brush, and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Verse 6.
第六节
Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Verse 7.
第七节。
Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast off? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Verse 8.
第八节。
Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you.The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Verse 9.
第九节。
Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. Here records that we see the chosen people of God. They worship God so fervently, even to the point of fasting.
这里记载说，这里这个神所拣选的子民，他们很刻骨己心的敬拜神，甚至到
But then in their life, they experience that God does not listen to their prayer nor look at their fasting.
但是他们发现说，他们主神并不听他们祷告，也不看他们的禁食。
So sometimes we need to ask: Is our prayer answered by God, or is our fasting God care?
所以有时候我们要问我们自己：我们祷告神是否垂听？我们禁食神是否看见
？And so they ask God, God, why you don't look at it?
所以他们问说：“神啊，你为什么不看见呢
？”And God just simply told them the truth, straightforward.
神就很诚实的跟他们说
：“Say actually, you know, on the day you fast, on the day of your worship, really you oppress others. You do evils.”
他们神这样说：“God 当你们进食那时候，你们还压迫人。
You know,
您并不是真的进食。
When we fast, right, we're supposed to feel weak.
当我们进食的时候，我们是要会肉体上会觉得软弱的。
We're supposed to have sympathy for those who are hungry because we know what hungry is like.
我们会觉得说，对那些穷苦饥饿的人有怜悯心，我们知道说，饥饿是什么感觉。
We can have more compassion on others because we know how it feels.
我们对别人更有怜悯，因为我们知道那种感觉是什么样子。
But on contrary, these people, while they're hungry, they have the energy to yell at people, scream at people, curse people, oppress people.
相反的，这些人，虽然他们进食，他们却用凶恶的拳头打人，去压迫人，去欺负人。
They have the strength to slander people.
他们有力气来控告人。
That's really losing the spirit of fasting.
这个就已经失去了进食的精义了。And
so God told them, you know, do good to people.
所以神跟他们说，你要做好事。
One of the things I've mentioned here is if people are naked, we need to clothe them.
这里讲说，如果你看见赤身的，就要给他衣服遮体。I
don't think we see that in USA.
我想我们在美国没有不会有这种情形发生。
If you see them, you probably want to call police and have police take them to the mental institution.
如果你真的看到的话，你可能就赶快打电话给警察，警察就会带他到这个医院去。
But we in sometime in life, right? There are some people who do something stupid.
但是有时候在生活上有人做愚昧的事。
It's like a person who do not wear any clothes.
就像一个人没有穿任何的衣服一样。
What do we do at that time?
那我们那时候应该怎么做呢？
Sometimes people even strip off whatever they have left and make it even worse.
有时候甚至把他们所穿的什么都脱下来，让他们处境更为难。
Oh, that person did bad. I tell you, he's even worse than you think. Let me tell you more.
有时候我们甚至说，这个人做的事情比这个更恶劣，让我跟你讲吧。
But how come, you know, we're supposed to put clothes on them? You know, we need to talk to them personally with love. And also, you know, have love, you know, because sometimes we do stupid things too.
但是我们应该做的是给衣服给他们穿，用爱来遮体，来掩盖他们。
Not very, very critical of them.
不是常常在批评他们。
When this hungry referring to spiritual hunger, you know, today we can eat so much, but today, you know, our neighbors, our brothers, sisters, sometimes they do not know the word truth, they hunger for it.
这个饥饿不仅在肉体的饥饿，代表属灵上的饥饿。我们可以吃很多，但是我们邻居朋友虽然他们有食物，但是在属灵上他们是非常的饥饿。
Coming to this convocation, we're like having a spiritual feast in abundance.
我们今天来到这个灵恩会，就好像参加这个属灵的宴会一样。
But there's some people not able to attend, like maybe some of our family members. We can go back and tell them what we have heard, what we have learned, and share the spiritual food with them.
所以有些我们的朋友或是同龄没有机会来的话，我们应该把这个讯息带回去，跟他们分享，让他们听到这个讯息。
And if there's some people in the church being oppressed,
也许教会有些同龄被欺压逼迫。
We need to speak up for them.
我们必须为他们来发言。If
we cannot speak up for them, at least we pray for them.
如果我们不能为他出声的话，那我们就应该为他祷告。
But sometimes people is like in troubles, and we make it even worse. Ah, that person must have sinned.
那有时候我们却做的却不是这样，我们也是下井若石。有的人被欺负，我们还批评他，让他情况更不好。
How can he be sick?
那他怎么有可能生病呢？
How can a person God abide with him can be sick? He must have sinned.
那一个人信主的人怎么还会生病到这个地步？ 那他一定是犯了罪。
So that doesn't really help.
所以这样并没有什么帮助。
So, you know, the more we worship God, we're supposed to become more tender, more kind, more merciful, more upright. Upright, you know, have high criteria for oneself, but merciful to others.
所以，如果我们越多敬拜神，我们应该是越有爱心、越有怜悯心、越有公义心来帮助人。
And so God said to them, if you do these things in daily life,
所以神说，如果你在每天的生活上做这些事，
not just worship God, but do kindness to people.
不只是敬拜神，而是要为那做好事，做好事给你身边的人。Verse 9，第九节。
God said, "You shall call, and the Lord will answer."
那时你求告，神必应允。And
I like this one. You shall cry, and He will say, "Here I am."
这里说你呼求的时候，神就说我在这里。
This is what I like. I mean,
这我喜欢的这一节。It
really touched me.
真的很感动我。
You know, in the Bible, when God calls people, right, and the people will say, "Here I am," like I'm serving. What's your command?
我们知道在旧约很多时候神说呼召人的时候，呼召人的时候，人都会说我在这里，主你有什么指示。
And here the Lord is like a servant, right? What do you want? What can I do for you?
但是在这里讲的却是相反的，这个当你呼求的时候，神说我在这里。
What can I do for you?
我能为你做什么。
AndIndeed, there are some brothers and sisters, really, they do these things. When they come to helping people, when brothers and sisters are in need, they come, they put away their own stuff, and they put God and put men first.
真的有很多我们的弟兄姐妹是这么做的。当他们看到很多同龄或朋友需要帮助，他们把他们一切事情放下来帮助他们。
When some people in trouble, they come down and you'll pray for them. Not just them, maybe 2 days later.
当他们看到有同龄、有朋友软弱或有困难的时候，他们真的跪下为他们祷告，而不是等两天以后再问看他们怎么样。
There was a brother.
有一个弟兄。
He said that he was shocked. He was shocked.
他有很惊讶。
One time, there was a he's a board member too.
他是一个教会的负责人。
Sometimes he had to lead Bible study.
有时候他要领查经。
And at that time, he has a lot of Church administration he has to do.
他教会有很多工作要做。
One time that the board member had to choose HVAC AC system to research and get a quote of AC.
所以有一次这个负责人会决定说他们要买一个空调系统，所以要选一个人来做这个做选择去购买。
And this brother, he made phone call, but a lot of phone call he made, the people say, oh, we don't do this.
所以这个弟兄就打了很多通的电话给这个空调的公司，但是很多空调公司跟他回应说，哦，我们不做这样的工作。
And he doesn't know what to do. But this is urgent.
但是所以他就不知道他应该怎么做，但是这是很重要的。
And on the telephone.There was somebody said, "Oh, I'll tell my friend about it. I have a friend that doing this. I will ask him to call you."
那结果他打另外一个电话，这个接的电话跟他说，哦，我有一个朋友是专门做这个的，我可以打电话给我的朋友啊，让他跟你联络。
He waited, nothing happened.
所以他就一直等，结果都没有接
到任何电话。At the same time, next day, he had to lead a Bible study, and he do not know what he should talk about.
所以第二天他也要领这个查经，那他也不知道他应该讲什么题目。
So he was very stressed.
所以他就很紧张。
So he prayed.
所以他祷告。
In the prayer, God gave him a thought what he should lead.
所以在他祷告里面，神给他一个意念，让他知道说他应该要讲什么。
Oh, he feel like wow, thank God, you know, half a burden's gone.
所以他觉得说哦，感谢神，他的重担都神拿去了。
And then, you know, right after he finished prayer, there's a phone call comes in.
所以当他祷告完的时候，就有一通电话来了。
And the person said, "Oh, I can do the AC. I can install the AC for you. I can come by."
这个人就说，哦，没有问题，我可以帮你这个装这个空调系统，帮你装好。
Also, another board member's relative, is also doing AC. They also call around that time and say, "Hey, I can come by and help you."
那另外有一个负责人。的亲戚也是专门做空调，他也打电话来说，哦，我也可以来帮忙。
Wow, and the brothers feel, wow, the God that I worship is a living God.
那这个弟兄觉得说，哇，我这个敬拜的神真是一个又真又活的神。
He's become scared.
他就觉得很害怕。
He kneeled down and prayed, said, God, you're so mighty, please forgive me, I'm so sinful.
那他跪下来祷告说，神啊，你真是至高至尊的神啊，我真的我犯了罪，我真的不配。
Can you imagine every time you pray and God answer right away?At the spot, it takes less than a second to answer you.
所以你可以想象说，每次你祷告求神，神就应允你。
I think a lot of people be scared.
我想很多人都会很惧怕的。
God is here.
因为神就在我们当中。
And let's turn to Psalm chapter 18.
请翻开诗篇十八篇。
Psalm chapter 18.
诗篇十八篇。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
Psalm chapter 18, verse 25.
诗篇十八篇二十五节
，and verse 26，
二十六节。
With a merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. Verse 26，
二十六节。
With the pure, you will show yourself pure, and with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. Here it tells us how God treats each person according to their character.
这里神告诉我们，这里圣经告诉我们，神照我们的行为来对待我们。
So sometimes we always think about good. Sometimes we think beyond ourselves.
So
oftentimes we think ourselves better than who we really are.
所以有时候我们觉得自己比我们比我们真自己本身好。
But let's examine.What's our impression of God treating us?
但是我们要看说神对我们的印象，对我们的认为是什么样呢？
我们对What's our impression of God towards us?
那我们想说，我们对神是神对我们的印象是怎么样呢？
For example, do we feel God is a merciful God?
举例来说，我们是否认为神是一个怜悯慈爱的神呢？
If we feel that way, then Thank God, we are merciful. So that's why we feel God is so merciful.
那如果我们是这么认为，那感谢神，那我们自己本身也是有怜悯、有慈爱的，我们才会这么觉得。
If we feel that God treating me, you know, completely, give me all the blessing, and even the blessing I never think about, and His love, His care, His gift is so complete.
如果我们觉得说神给我们所有的祝福，我们所想象的，我们不能想象的，神都给我们了。
And very likely, we are blameless people.
那很可能我们就是一个正直的人。
But if we feel like God, you know, I pray to God, God was play game with me, huh? God was trying to teach me something.
那如果我们觉得说，我每次向神祷告，神总没有应允，总是让我遇到其他的事。
Very likely, we probably are not too straight.
很有可能我们不是一个很正直的人。
So we need to really the problem does not lie in God, but lie in us.
所以这个问题并不是在神上面，而是在我们本身。
So I mentioned about three things we can examine ourselves, so that we can, when we worship God, we can truly experience God and know how wonderful God is.
所以我提到三点，我们来可以查验自己，知道我们是否真的来敬拜神。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 20.
请翻回出埃及记二十章。
Let's look at the third verb.
出埃及第二十章。第三个动词，第三个动作。
Verse five,
第五节。
It says, "You shall not serve them."
不可跪拜那些像，不可侍奉他。
Yes, we do not serve idols.
对，我们不服侍这个偶像。
But do we truly serve God?
但是我们是否真的服侍神呢
？Like I had mentioned before in this couple of days, sometimes we don't really serve God. We really serve ourselves.
就像我这几天所讲的，我们真的不是来服侍神，而是我们服侍我们自己。
If something that we can gain glory, something is good for us, we do it.
有时候我们如果能自己能得到荣耀，自己能得到利益的话，那我们就去做。
But if God can get glory and we have to suffer, we probably don't want to do it.
如果有神能得到荣耀，那我们自己要吃一些苦头，那我们不一定会去做。
Okay. And today, when we serve God, it's not because we have the title.
今天我们服侍神并不是因为我们有这个头衔。
But if we serve because the title is such a burden.
但是今天如果是我们因为头衔呢才服侍神，那就是一个很大的负担。
Because I'm a preacher, I had to preach.
如果我是一个传道，所以我要传道理、传真、传福音。
It's because I'm a board member, I had to do things.
如果因为我是一个负责人，所以我要做一些事。
Then that's a burden.
那这就是一个负担。
But then when we serve, we do it before God and because we love the people.
但是我们服侍的时候，我们是为神做，因为我们爱神，爱人。
We have this common goal. We want to build the kingdom of God that's in our heart.
因为我们有一个共同目的，我们要在我们的心中造成一个神的国。
We want others and ourselves to be safe.
我们要我们跟我们其他周围的人都得救。
And that is our motivation force behind us, pushing us.
这就是我们的动机，一直催逼我们。
Sometimes I see that, I'm not talking about people here, okay? I just see in general in the past. Some people, they are board members, they serve fervently. But when they are not, that's not my business. This is not my house. I don't need to do anything about it.
有时候我看过不是只在这里。有些负责人，当他们做负责人的时候，他们很认真的服侍神。当他们卸任的时候，他们说这不是我的事，我不管我的事，我也不想做什么。
How come it's like this?
为什么他们会这样子呢
？Who are we trying to serve? Ourselves, the title, or really God and brothers and sisters?
我们是在服侍谁呢？是因为这个头衔来服侍呢，还是真的来服侍神
？Really, thank God that God made me to be a preacher.
感谢神，神让让我做传道。
But what's most important for me is if God away one day take away the title of pastor.
那如果真的有一天神把这个头衔拿走了
，My treasure is not the title preacher.
我的最宝贵的并不是东西，并不是因为这个头衔。
My treasure is my brothers and sisters.
我最宝贵的东西就是我的弟兄姐妹。
My treasure is my God.
我的最宝贵的东西就是我的神。
Because you just like, you know, you love we all love our children.
我们都爱我们自己的孩子。
And therefore we were willing to serve them,
so
and help them to grow.
帮助他们，让他们成长。
And if we serve, let's turn to an example. Matthew chapter, let's look at Matthew chapter 4.
请翻开马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
马太福音第四章第八节。
Again, the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Verse 9.
第九节。
And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Verse 10.
第十节。
Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you shall serve. Here, Satan came.Jesus Christ with all the glory, the lesser eyes.
这里记载魔鬼试探主，把世上所有的万国的荣华都给他看。
And all Satan is asking is just exercise your back, you know, bow down.
魔鬼只要求说，你只要俯拜敬拜我就好了。
Why so work so hard? Today we work so hard just to get money. Jesus all had to do is just bow exercise the back, and he gain everything.
主耶稣只要敬拜腐败了，他就可以有任何世界荣华。那我们今天要做的工作那么辛苦。
And if we're in Jesus' position, will we be tempted? Were we willing to say, "Oh, God's forgive me. Let me do it." Yeah. And after I gain everything, I come back to God, and say, "God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me." So I get to go to heaven and also gain everything in the world.
所以，如果我们今天在主耶稣的立场的话，我们会怎么做呢？我们是会说就腐败了，就败在撒旦面前，然后。拿到所有世界荣华富贵，然后再回来主面前说，神面前说，神啊，求你赦免我。然后这样我们也可以拿到世界荣华，那也可以进天国。
We always do that.
我们总是这么做。
We sin and we say, God, please forgive me.
我们总是犯罪，然后在神面前说，神啊，饶恕我。
But what caused Lord Jesus Christ to say no? In fact, he did not say, "Oh, it's written, second commandment, do not worship idols and do not serve idols."But he said actively.
但神怎么主耶稣怎么说呢？他并没有说哦，第二诫说不能拜偶像。
What makes Jesus Christ inside his heart able to reject the lesser flesh?
他主耶稣是靠着什么让他心里真的发出有这个力量来说不要这个拜其他的偶像呢
？Jesus God, so he can always overcome it.
我们常常说主耶稣就是神，他当然没有问题可以胜过世界。
But if we look at his answer.
但是如果我们看他的回答
，Jesus Christ experienced the value of worship God and the value of serving God.
所以，但我们可以看见说，主耶稣真的体验到这个敬拜神、服侍神的价值。
He had experienced that worshiping God. God is so beautiful, more beautiful than all the glory of this world.
他体验到说，当你敬拜神的时候。这个是多么的美，胜过世界上所有的荣华富贵。
So if we have seen ourselves, we will look at the world as a rubbish.
所以如果我们自己也体验到的话，我们觉得这世界的荣华富贵真的是不值一切。
But if we had not experienced and know the Lord, how beautiful the Lord is, we will think that the world is so precious.
但是如果我们没有体验到说神是这么的美好。那我们就觉得说这个世界上的事情是多么的好。
And also, Lord Jesus Christ's experience serving God is better than the glory of the world.
主耶稣也体验到说侍奉神这个都是多么的美好，胜过世界上的一切。
Because serving God inside our heart, we can really feel fulfilled.
当我们真的侍奉神的时候，我们会心里得到很大的满足。
And you see, the less our eyes, you see something.But can that really fulfill our heart? It cannot. You just look at it.
我们眼睛所看到的这些东西，我们所想要追求的，只能暂时的满足我，但是不能满足我们。
Just for example, if Satan said, if you bow down, he show us a whole bunch, a street of mansion and say, if you bow down to me, I give you all this mansion to you.
如果假设来说，如果今天魔鬼向我们出现，说我把这个街上的所有的这个
别墅
都你都给你，只要你向我跪拜。
Is it possible that we live in every single house at the same time and enjoy it to the fullest?
你想我们有可能说住在每一个别墅里面，同个时间住在每个别墅里面来享受吗
？No, we can only sleep on one bed.
当然不可能，我们躺下来只能
躺在一个房 it good,
床上。
But it's not really practical. It cannot really fulfill us.
它看起来很好，但是并不实际，不能真的帮助我们。
And、we who have truly served God, we truly feel the satisfaction.
所以，当我们真的来服侍神的时候，我们会得到真的满足。
And also, in the future, the reward that we will get is far surpassing the glory of this world and the riches of this world.
所以当那未来的将来我们所要得到的冠冕是胜过这个世界上所能给我们的一切荣华富贵。
So Jesus has experienced the value of worshiping God and the value of serving God.
所以主耶稣深深的体会到这个敬拜神跟侍奉神的价值。
And so Lord Jesus Christ preferred to worship God and serve God rather than pursue the world.
这是为什么主耶稣宁可选择敬拜神、侍奉神，胜过这个世界上的一切。
So the second commandment.
所以这个第二诫。
First, it's not just, do not make any carved image.
不是只是不雕刻任何的偶像。
But it's to build up the image of Christ in our heart.
而是要把神的形象建在我们的心上。
Second, it's not just do not worship idols.
第二不是只是不侍奉任何的偶像。
But really, in our worship God, we really experience God, and we want to be.Like Jesus Christ.
但是我们当我们敬拜了他的时候，我们要真的体验他，我们要像他一样。
We need to worship God in spirit and truth, then we can really experience Him.
那么用心里来诚实来敬拜他，敬拜神，这样我们就能体验他。
Third, it's not just do not worship idol, do not serve idol.
第三，并不是只是不要服侍这个偶像。
But really, in our serving God, we really experience the satisfaction, and also we see the reward in the future in Heaven Kingdom.
我们服侍的时候是要来体验到这真正的满足，也有未来帮我们准备的这个冠冕。来唱诗。244首。
Two verses, first and last.
请唱第一节跟第三节。
To be like the blessed and redeemed.